B. Reading and Culture. Read and answer the questions. Although Charlie knew that graffiti was considered an act of vandalism, she couldn't stop doing it. She knew she'd be in a lot of trouble if she ever got caught, but she carried on regardless because it was her passion and the only way she really felt she could express herself. She really feels that the law regarding graffiti is behind the times. It is an art form, not vandalism, and the artists are so talented and are willing to risk everything in spite of the possible consequences. The police should be out there catching real vandals, like people who smash windows and cars, but she realises they're just doing their jobs when they chase them away and clean up all their art. She has to admit, however, that whilst most graffiti artists she knows are respectful of where they leave their art, there are also a lot of youths who just use graffiti as a way of being rebellious. They often leave nasty messages on shop windows or street signs, which gives the real graffiti artists a bad name. Last week, one of Charlie's neighbours stopped her outside her house and said, "Charlie McLean, I was at the railway station last night, and what did I see? You vandalising the wall before my very eyes." Normally, Charlie goes out with a friend who keeps their eyes peeled for anyone coming, but she'd gone alone the previous night just to add her tag to a really cool piece she'd done of a phoenix. The neighbour said she was going to tell her mum and dad, but luckily, Charlie's mum and dad respect her talent and support her dream, even though it means having problems with the neighbours from time to time. In an attempt to win over her neighbour, Charlie decided to do a piece of graffiti art on some canvas and give it to her as a present. She hoped that, although her neighbour currently thought she was a vandal, this piece of art would help change her mind. She delivered it through the letterbox with a handwritten note apologising for any offence previously caused.